Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
This is your popular station where your music comes first. And I want to think about it because it's coming on now strong.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com, where I'm lining up another 60-minute selection of some fine Jamaican music, which today will include some brand new releases, some stone-cold classics, and also celebrate the huge contribution of two legendary figures who have very recently passed away, in the form of the visionary saxophonist Cedric M. Brooks, and first up, the talented producer Harry J.
Hold up all the stations, this station supply all the popular stations with popular music.
So?
Yes, Mr. T.
Well, if I so, for our DC music.
This is, of course, a world-famous Liquidator, which was produced by Harry J back in 1969. And with a catchy organ line played by Winston Wright, it reached the top 10 of the UK pop charts in October that year, and has never left the public consciousness since, as it continues to be played at numerous football grounds around England, as various fans have adopted it as their anthem to either hail their team running out onto the pitch, or in the case of Wolves and West Brom, to vigorously abuse each other. But whichever, it remains a classic of that early reggae period when the organ sound ruled the dances back in 1969, and it helped promote the former insurance salesman Harry Zephaniah Johnson into the Premier League of reggae producers, a position which he maintained for the next 20 years. And so, dotted throughout today's show, I'm going to pick out some brief highlights of his illustrious career, just like this next one, which he also produced in 1969, and is Lloyd Robinson with Cuss Cuss.
Cause
That was Cuss Cuss by Lloyd Robinson, which was produced by Harry J at a recording session which he conducted at Studio One in 1969 and was initially released on a blank label pre in Jamaica and a Duke label here in the UK, and can now be found on a number of compilations like 100% Dynamite on Soul Jazz Records.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
But before I carry on with the tributes, I want to play this great roots tune by Delton Lowe, who is better known as Delton Screechy.
Delton Screechy. Delton Screechy.
And he was born in Kingston in 1959, the same year that his longtime collaborator Floyd Perch, aka Kojak, was also born. And the two of them teamed up together for a series of releases in the late 70s and early 80s, with Kojak in the production chair and Delton on the microphone, voicing some great tunes like Olive Baby, Living in the Ghetto, and this one, which is called Jah Is My Light. Great roots tune there, as that was Delton Screechy with Jah Is My Light, which he voiced at King Tubby's and was produced by Kojak and initially released on 7-inch vinyl on a Take One label, and has since been compiled on the CD, which gathers together all of their hits and is titled Screechy and Kojak, and came out on the Silver Camel label.
Rastafari.
But now, after a relatively quiet 2012, Italian reggae superstar Alberosi is gearing up for a new album release on Greensleeves Records this summer. And he has also just appeared on an update of the Hypocrite Rhythm on First Name Music. And originally recorded by the Wailers back in the late 60s, this rhythm has been regularly updated over the years, with this latest release being a welcome addition to that discography, as my favourite of the bunch is Alberosi's contribution, where he's sounding like an early 90s Rockstone voice DJ in Woman I Need You. Woman, I...
International love, and a joke thing. Well, Alberosi there, boom, bam. Impress my device, deep like a lion when me push me game panar. Yet me make she touch Zion anytime she stand bar. I'm a shoulder she cry and paper boy, she no like you fit off like iron. So she getting all the good things that a princess must get. Shelter, money, a pinchy carrier she get. For we think very special, no she nah go regret it. Poop a true gentleman, no she nah go forget it. I me see you black woman, you me skin catch a fire. Me will trouble you for life, no me nah go retire. My body full of tension like electric on the wire. You have me spin and I spin like a car tire. Woman, I need you right now, and that's a true. If you there by my side, time never blew. Woman, you stick to me, and I will stick to you. Oh, 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 oh. Well, woman, I need you right now, and that's a true. If you there by my side, time never blew. Woman, you stick to me, and I will stick to you. Oh, 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 oh. Woman, I love you so. Well, Alberosi there. Enough man I treat woman like them a bubble gum. From the flavor done and it's bubble girl a come. But me loyal to you and you royal to me. We are one, we are strong, we are equality. So who cares, say me white, so who cares, say you black. We no watch people fierce, we no take people shots. How them susu ban, we make them tap out. See them a bunch of sissy, God alone can judge me. Boom. Woman, I need you right now, and that's a true. If you there by my side, time never blew. Woman, you stick to me, and I will stick to you. Oh, 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 oh. Well, woman, I need you right now, and that's a true. If you there by my side, time never blew. Woman, you stick to me, and I will stick to you. Oh, 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 oh. Well. Woman, I show you where love come from. To my soul and my heart, baby, you belong. Words can't explain, so me do it with a song. From you come up to me, nothing can go wrong. Boom. Woman, I need you right now, and that's a true. If you there by my side, time never blew. Woman, you stick to me, and I will stick to you. Oh, 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 oh. Well, woman, I need you right now, and that's a true. If you there by my side, time never blew. Woman, you stick to me, and I will stick to you. Oh, 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 oh.
Wonderful tune, as that was Alberosi with Woman I Need You, which was produced by Troy McLean on what he's calling the Selection Rhythm, although of course we all know it as the Hypocrite Rhythm. And that has just been released for download on First Name Music, and also features a wealth of other cuts by the likes of Capleton, Shakademus, Sizzler, and Mr. Vegas.
Enough reggae music.
But now from Italy, we're going to stay in Europe and take a trip to sunny Portugal with another brand new single, this time from one Ricardo Costa, who is better known to his fans as Richie Campbell. And at the end of last year, he released his second album in Portugal, which became an immediate bestseller. And with production duties by the likes of Clifton Dillon and Donovan Bennett, it's penciled in for a worldwide release in August this year. And so in the build-up to that, he's released this single as a free download from it. And this is called What a Day.
What a day. What a day.
Whoa! Time to learn to reach a gamble. Everything in life is a gamble. May I go fly away one fine day.
pack up everything, me I go fly away. From all the evil and all the gunplay, to God I pray. Oh, what a day, things in my life start to come my way. Pack up everything, me I go fly away. From all the evil and all the gunplay, to God I pray. So me work from the clock because the money have to come. Me no take the easy road and the bridge is never burn. From me band, me mother tell me listen to me son. Don't make me see you out a road with long gun. Lord, don't let me fall on me head. Guide me through the hills and the valley of death. Save me from the shadows, give me light instead. Protect me life, cha-cha. But today, things in my life are starting to come my way. Pack up everything, me I go fly away. From all the evil and all the gunplay, God I pray, oh what a day. Things in my life are starting to come my way. Pack up everything, me I go fly away. From all the evil and all the gunplay, to God I pray. Anybody will say it easy, then I lie, them a lie. If I doubt them said, I mean them never have to try. Me never have nobody give me nothing in me life. Everything me want me by, me never beg to get a lie. Lord, save me from temptation. Show me the best way in every situation. And save me family from starvation. Don't let me live in a frustration. What a day, things in my life are start to come my way. Pack up everything, me I go fly away. From all the evil and all the gunplay, to God I pray. Oh, what a day, things in my life are start to come my way. Pack up everything, me I go fly away. From all the evil and all the gunplay, to God I pray. Nothing beat a child but a failure. So me put my trust in a the Savior. I'm a the sweat of my brow, I shall break bread. So me now go covet my neighbor. So I keep my head above water. I not dwell on things where me shatter. Give thanks and praise for things me do have. Lift up my voice to the Father. But today, things in my life start to come my way. Pack up everything, me I go fly away. From all the evil and all the gunplay, God I pray, oh what a day. Things in my life are start to come my way. Pack up everything, me I go fly away. From all the evil and all the gunplay, to God I pray. So me work from the clock because the money have to come. Me no take the easy road and the bridges never burn. From me band, me mother tell me listen to me son. Don't make me see you out a road with long gun. Lord, don't let me fall on me head. Guide me through the hills and the valley of death. Save me from the shadows, give me light instead. Protect me life, cha-cha. But a day, things in my life are start to come my way. Pack up everything, me I go fly away. From all the evil and all the gunplay.
Well, there you go. That's quite a fine single, I think you'll agree, as that was Richie Campbell with What a Day, which was produced by Donovan Bennett. And you can download that one now for free, direct from the Reggaeville page on the SoundCloud.com website. And is a promo for his upcoming full-length album release, which is going to be called Focused, and which should be available in August this year. So, why not?
Check it out.
But now we're going to continue to pay our respects to the legendary producer and studio owner, Harry J, who recently passed away, aged 67, following some complications from diabetes. And I did a short biography of him and played some of his productions last year on show number 127, and so I've picked out some different tunes for you today. And as mentioned previously, Harry first made a name for himself in the music business in 1968 by producing the Beltone single No More Heartaches, which hit the top of the Jamaican charts when he released it on his own Harry J label. And this was soon followed up by the international success of the single and album called Liquidator, and then he topped it off in 1970 with his production of Bob and Marcy's version of Young, Gifted and Black, replete with a string-laden overdub, which also headed all the way up the British charts. And so with all his popularity and success, Harry invested his profits into opening a state-of-the-art recording studio on Roosevelt Avenue in Kingston. And on the advice of Chris Blackwell, he fitted it out with a 16-track mixing desk, which was utilised in September 1972 by Island Records' later signings Bob Marley and the Wailers, as they laid down tracks for what would become the Catch a Fire album, such as this one called Slave Driver.
Slave Driver.
Recorded at the Harry J Studio in 1972, that was Bob Marley and the Wailers with, of course, Slave Driver. And you might have noticed that that was the original Jamaican version without the overdubs, which were later added on in London. And you can find that original version on a double CD reissue of Catch a Fire, which came out in 2001. And before setting up his own Tuff Gong studio, Bob Marley continued to use the Harry J studio for the follow-up albums Burning, Natty Dread and Rastaman Vibration, as well as classic singles like Jah Live. By which time, Harry J had employed Sylvan Morris as a studio's engineer. And with experience of previously working at both Dynamic and Studio One, Sylvan was able to utilise the expanded capabilities of Harry Studio to create a fuller and more polished sound. And other albums recorded there during this period included the likes of John Holt's Time is the Master, the Abyssinians' Forward Onto Zion, Burning Spear's Triumvirate of Man in the Hills, Dry and Heavy and Marcus Children, Third World's 96 Degrees in the Shade, and two great albums by the Heptones called Cool Rasta and Night Food. And it's going to be from that last album that I'm picking out this next tune for you, as here is Leroy Sibbles and Company with Country Boy.
I say, I true, I true. Everything. your name? Country boy. Kingstonian, take your blame.
And you no know then I'm down. You no know Huntsville. You no know Parish Church. Boy, get out of me way.
With a word of warning to Kingston's wannabe rude boys from the country, that was the Heptones with Country Boy, which was produced by Harry J and released on his Harry J label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK in 1975, and was also the opening track on their Night Food album.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
And I've got another Harry J production lined up for you later on in the show. But we've also got to pay our remembrance today to the late Cedric M. Brooks.
Cedric M. Brooks. Cedric M. Brooks.
Who sadly has died in New York, aged 70 years old, after being in hospital for the past 3 years following a severe stroke. And born in 1943 in Denham Town in Kingston, Cedric attended the Alpha Boys School, where under the tutelage of both Ruben Delgado and Lenny Hibbert, he learned to play the clarinet and joined a school band. After graduating, he picked up the saxophone and started playing around the Jamaican nightclubs, before he moved to America, where he continued his musical education and expanded his knowledge by meeting the likes of Sonny Rollins and Sun Ra. And it was this experience that had a long-lasting effect on Cedric, as on his return to Jamaica in 1970, he met a like-minded soul in trumpeter David Madden, and the pair of them found session work at Studio One, where they played together on a number of instrumentals, like this one called Mundungu.
This is your number one station, your official station. Thank you.
featuring Cedric Brooks on saxophone and David Madden on trumpet. That was called Mundungu and was produced by Sir Coxon Dodd and was initially released on a white label pre in Jamaica and a bamboo label here in the UK, where it was credited to the Sound Dimension. And you can now find it on the compilation CD Studio One Scorchers on the Soul Jazz label. And so this collaboration with David Madden at Studio One also resulted in a full-length album called Moneymaker. But this was just the beginning of Cedric's musical odyssey, as throughout the 1970s, and spurred on by his American experiences, he expanded the limits of Jamaican music like few other musicians have ever even attempted. Because while working at the studio, he also formed the group The Mystics, who would often head up into the hills to join Count Ozzy and his band of drummers for all-night-long sessions, that they eventually transferred into the recording studio in 1973 for the triple LP Ground Nation, which was unlike anything else being recorded at the time, or it must be said since, as it combined Count Ozzy's Nyabingi style of drumming along with poetry, chanting, folk music and Cedric's own jazz influences, which can be heard on this cover version of the Jazz Crusaders' Way Back Home. Way back home. going under the name of Count Ozzy and the mystic revelation of Rastafari. That was their interpretation of Way Back Home, which can be found on their triple LP release called Ground Nation, and which came out in 1973.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth. But having been told so many lies, life like good music never dies.
But Cedric Brooks later said that he felt limited by this congregation of musicians, and so he set up his own big band called the Light of Saber, which gathered together a huge lineup, including horns players, percussionists and singers, who drew their influences from America, the Caribbean and Africa, as they created a melting pot of progressive 1970s black music on a series of releases throughout that decade. Just like this extended Afro-funk workout, which features Philip White on lead vocals, and is called simply Africa.
Africa, Africa.
We'll be right back.
possibly the best song that Fela Kuti never recorded, as that was a Light of Saber with Africa, which must also take the prize for being the funkiest repatriation record ever released, as it initially came out on 12-inch vinyl in 1978 on their own Light of Saber label, and which has now been compiled, along with the very best of their recordings, on a delightfully packaged double LP, Cedric M. Brooks and the Light of Saber, on Honest John's Records. And in the liner notes of that album, Cedric states that although he was immensely proud of what they were doing financially, it was incredibly difficult to keep such a big band going. And by the end of the 1970s, his ambitious projects came to an end, and he relocated to New York, where in more recent years he had joined up with the Scatolites as part of their never-ending world tour. But sadly, in 2010 he suffered a stroke at his home and never recovered, and Jamaican music has lost one of its true visionaries. But now it's time to slow down the pace again a little, with a beautiful record which was first recorded by the Heptones back in 1973, the same year that they first teamed up with Harry J when they recorded a single Book of Rules. And as with that one, this next tune, which was produced by Alvin G.G. Wranglin, also sees Barry Llewellyn's soft harmony voice taking the lead, this time in a philosophical mood, as he wonders, what is the meaning of life without a love to call my own?
As it aim is the DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
I want to know, what's the meaning of out the love of my own, without the love to call my own. If this is life, then I don't want no part of life without the love.
Barry Llewellyn leading the Heptones with Meaning of Life, which was produced by Alvin Wranglin and released on 7-inch on his GG's label in Jamaica and their Downtown label here in the UK in 1973, and has since featured on a number of compilations like GG's Reggae Hit Stable Volume 2 on the Jamaican Gold label.
Irie.
But now it's time for another new release. And earlier this year, Protégé released his second album called 8 Year Affair. And regular listeners will know that I've already played a track from it back on show number 138. But I've got another one for you now, as this is called Kingston Be Wise, and has just seen a 7-inch vinyl release as well. And in it, he describes a state of emergency back in 2010, when the Jamaican army and police raided Tivoli Gardens to carry out the American extradition request for Christopher Dudas Koch, which resulted in armed battles on the streets and over 70 people losing their lives in the ensuing violence. And Protégé has based this tune on a track by Aini Kamosi called England Be Nice, which was produced by Sly and Robbie and released on his second album called Statement back in 1984, and which detailed his experiences of visiting chilly old England and having a slice of cake and a cup of tea, a tradition which we like to uphold here in the House of Reggae. And so, before we hear Protégé's new version, here is Aini Kamosi's original.
Right now, I'm gonna go show you how to operate, right? Watch the bass
now. Understand me, man. Understand me, man. England, be nice. England, big on the eyes. England, be nice. England, big on the eyes. Yeah, I don't know what else to pass to you, yeah. I done pass me touchy and my rhythm too. You wanna see it? I done show you my aunt and I show you my daddy. Now for pay, blimey, piece of cake and a cup of tea. My reward, oh no, slice of bread and an avocado. England, just be nice. England. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't win no war now. Zaira ta 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 wa na ba 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 ba. Now for me, blimey, piece of cake and a cup of tea. My reward, oh no, slice of bread and avocado.
No surprise when they send infos to me. Opposite are when plain clothes approach.
questioning. Follow the rules is what they propose to me. Selling their souls for what is owed, you see. Nothing is owed, nothing is promised. Never know the government would have run up in a them garrison. Without no sorry, without excuse. Soldier man in a them lorry, everybody gets abused. And everybody have them views now. The media is owned, so know where you get your news from. And the blood up on them shoes now. When them walk in a trace, look them hard in them face and say,
hey,
can't quantify. Why Rayan could not sanctify. Say enough of them, them sent to die. So the city a intensify. Say the ghetto them a gentrify. Well I nobody no identify. Enough bodies unidentified. And just a lie de. Then where the gun de. Dead pan Saturday. Buried Sunday. Like Solomon a gun de. Like a no sons of Solomon them have done de. Leonard how will a pinnacle on them land de. Subdivision them deal it and it. So learn it cause them come back with them plan it. So tell me how far do you wanna go now? Hey, cause them we ratatatatata when you pop out pow.
Was Protege with Kingston Be Wise, which was produced by Donovan Bennett and has just been released on 7-inch vinyl, replete with a great dub version on his Don Corleone label, and can also be found on Protege's new album, The 8-Year Affair. And before that, you heard Aini Kamozi with England Be Nice, which was produced by Sly and Robbie and which featured on his Statement album on the Island label back in 1984.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubble of talent.
But now, I've just got time to play one more tune for you today, and it's going to be another Harry J production. Because following on from his success in the 1970s, both as a producer and studio owner, he carried on his works well into the digital era as well via the Sunset label, where he released albums like Early Bees, Wheelie Wheelie and Sunday Dish, and a mountain of singles by the likes of Carl Meeks, Charlie Chaplin, King Kong and Shaka Demus. Speaking of which, the one I've picked out for you now became more famous when it was done over by Sly and Robbie in the early 90s, with Shaka Demus toasting on it. But not so many people have heard the original Harry J production, which featured just Pliers on his own, or as he was known back then, simply Everton Bonner, as this is the original Murder, She Wrote. Murder, She Wrote.
About this girl, her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of rose.
tell you about Maxine. You would have said I don't know what I know, but murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. No, no, no. Murder she wrote. She walk with an icebreaker when she keep in her bosom. And stop up Mrs. when some of her fear husband. Every day she rip all her trust from a different money man. Rip from ballad in her buckers and the judge where we're dead. Now do you heard about this girl? Her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses. And if I ever tell you about Maxine, you would have said I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. No, no, no. Murder she wrote. She boom all around the town just like a ball of football. She boom from Jack, she boom to John, to Peter and Paul. Do you heard about this girl? Her name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you woulda say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. No, no, no. Murder she wrote. Yes.
From 1987, that was Everton Bonner, before he renamed himself after a hand tool, with Murder She Wrote, and was produced by Harry J and released on his Sunset label in Jamaica. But not long after this release, and 20 years after his first production, Harry retired from the Jamaican music scene, and his legendary studio fell into disrepair, before it was revived and refurbished at the turn of the millennium by former engineer Stephen Stewart. Meanwhile, Harry suffered from recurring health problems, and on the 3rd of April this year he passed away in the Savannah Lamar Hospital in Jamaica, leaving behind a wonderful discography which helped promote Jamaican music around the world, with songs like Liquidator and Young, Gifted and Black being fondly remembered by many people as their first introduction to reggae music. So once again, thanks for all the great music, Mr. Harry Zephaniah Johnson. But that is my lot for another show, and so thanks very much for tuning in, and I hope you've enjoyed the tunes. And of course, if you did, then you can hear some more at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, and you can also drop by every Friday for the live show from 8 p.m. UK time at www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.